Lord, why do I keep hearing the words asteroids and a paradigm shift over and over again? What does this mean? I was thinking I am not the right vessel for Jesus to speak to on these matters with such little personal understanding of these words, when he instantly stopped my thoughts and said, Elizabeth, it is because of your lack of understanding that I speak through you, then your thoughts will not override my words. A cosmic construction zone is headed your way. These vast and extensive debris fields containing asteroids and comets will hit the Earth in various places, causing changes not only in the physical world, but in the thinking of mankind. I looked up the definition of a paradigm shift, and it is defined as a dramatic new way of thinking or seeing something. A paradigm is a shift that happens when the standard method of thinking or doing something is replaced by something new and is adapted by several people. It is not something you can see or that exists, but something created or put in place to help us with what we see and interpret in our lives. The knowledge and idea behind a paradigm can significantly affect our mindset and how we see the world. Jesus continued, scientists have long been studying and planning when and where asteroids will hit, and the enemy uses this information to create changes in your thoughts and how you perceive things. They will use fear and anxiety to control thoughts and manipulate mindsets. The harnessing of these wavelengths, the use of military-grade spyware to track my people and hack their cell phones to obtain information to take them down, has been put into effect for years. Today's technology has become highly advanced, and their evil agendas are being carried out in greater efficiency. Most countries engage in high-tech surveillance of their citizens and workers of intelligent agencies using spyware, as well as drones. The very large and unregulated private spyware industry can do a forensic analysis of smartphones, which display a tight correlation between timestamps associated with a telephone number on your contact list and the initiation of surveillance, all in a matter of a few seconds. The Saudi prince that Mother Claire saw has been one target that the elitists are extremely interested in. Thousands of people spanning more than 50 countries, royal families, business executives, journalists, politicians, government officials, military officers, and heads of state have been illegally tracked on their cell phones due to advanced spyware. I would be pleased if less time were spent on these devices and more time was spent with me. There will be periods in which you will not be able to use or have access to your electronics. It would be wise to practice now intervals in which you shut down these devices and go into adoration, praise, and worship, or dwell with me. I will supply and equip you with far more than what technology can offer. Come, my children, and rest with me, and you will understand the abundance of my love and overflowing joy I have for you when we spend time together. And that was the end of his message. In Scripture, it reads that the Lord has made all things ready. He has provided in abundance all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And that's found in 2 Peter 1:3. Therefore, when we take time to be in his presence, he bestows abundant salvation, healing, deliverance, holiness, and power. He saturates our lives with heavenly blessings. Amen. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may the peace of the Lord be always with you.